end with one of the great icons of the Victoria and Albert Museum. This is the Great Bed of Ware, made around 1599, probably in Southwark, down where the Globe Theatre is today. It's called the Great Bed of Ware, obviously, first of all, because of its size. It's not unduly large for the period. We know of several beds which are as big, if not bigger, than this one. But it was called the Bed of Ware because it was found in the 1920s in the town of Ware, which is in Hertfordshire today, and would have been about one day's ride out of London if you had been travelling to the north to spend the night, and an ideal place to break your journey. We know it wasn't made for a grand household. It's made of oak. The expensive wood at this time was walnut. But it is magnificently carved, as you can see. There are some very fine lion masks or grotesques on the headboard of the bed at the back. Now, they're called grotesques not because they're ugly, but because they're in the grotesque style, which evolved in Rome about 1490, when for the first time the Italians decided to excavate the ancient remains in the city. And they came across the great palace of the Emperor Nero that is known today as the Golden House. It had been underground for so long, its walls were beautifully preserved. And when they cleared away the rubble, there was this wonderful Roman-painted pattern, a bit like what you find in Pompeii and Herculaneum today, full of animal masks, strange creatures. And because the Italian word for excavation was grotto, what was found in the grotto becomes known as the grotesque style. And it dominates European design right through until the 19th century. The acanthus leaf, which is the row above the animal head, comes from exactly the same source. And then if you look at the headboards, notice the classical Roman arch being used purely for surface decoration. By this time, you've got craftsmen studying the classical styles of Greek and Rome, never thinking in England at the moment of building a building that looks like that. But it's fashionable. They want everybody to know that they know about arches from the Roman times. And inside, brightly coloured inlaid wood. Now, this is called inlay work. This is not marquetry. That comes along much later. And the way these are done, these sections, is very simply. It's like a child's jigsaw. So you take a piece of oak, and you've got your pattern on a piece of paper, and you cut round your pattern, cutting out the oak at the back, and then you make your coloured wood in the shapes, and you fill in the gaps. This was such an icon from the moment that it appeared in the White Hart Inn in Ware that anybody who slept on it wanted to leave their mark. Loads of graffiti. Ah, can you see there? Now, that may be graffiti that goes right back to the beginning of the 1600s. We don't know. It certainly hasn't gone onto the bed since it's been in the museum's collections in the 1920s. But if you didn't want to be that destructive and you had your seal ring with you, you put a blob of wax onto the surface and then impressed your ring into the wax. And if you come round the corner, you can see how it's all put together. It's an open oak base. So if you want to pile your mattresses up, then you have to string it with rope. And then you put your mattress on. If you look at this display here, there's the first stage when you strung the rope. Then you have a mat of rush, and then two mattresses filled with cotton. Well, that's lumpy. It's not very comfortable. So your final mattress is soft goose down. And here there is a wooden peg. Now, that is a reconstruction, the peg. Everything else is genuine. The peg is a reconstruction. There would have been four pegs, one at each corner of the base, to tighten the rope. Because if the rope sagged, then you got a very uncomfortable night's sleep. And I'm told that is the derivation of the English phrase to sleep tight, because you had to have a really tight base to get a good night's sleep being made. People are always saying to me how many people slept in it. It's so big. Well, in the 16th century, if you went to an inn, you didn't ask for a room. You asked if they had a space. So you could find yourself sharing this sort of bed with who knows anyone else. There is a legend that during a butcher's convention, 26 butchers and their wives slept in the bed.
Oh, good grief.
But I think you can take that one with a bit of a pinch of salt. So there we are. So I think that's where we'll stop. Anybody got any questions? Mm-hmm.